As a big football fan, as you know, Luke, I love looking at photographs of these tremendous athletes playing their sport at the highest level. And one of the best sporting photos I've legit ever seen in the world of football is Taylor Harris and her incredible kicking action. It's the kind of kicking action that everybody dreams about if they're involved in Australian rules football. Of course, there were some massive issues with it this week with trolls, and so we thought let's put a full stop on it at the end of the week by talking to someone who's massively accomplished in the world of football. Her name is Penny Coolerich. She's the coach of the Collingwood VFLW team, and she joins us now. Penny, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, Penny. It's great to have you. Now, it is such a shame that your sport has come into the spotlight because of this reaction to what is essentially an incredible sporting photograph of Taylor Harris. What are your thoughts on how it's all unfolded?
Oh, isn't Taylor just a phenomenal athlete? To be able to get her leg that high,
yes.
She has got some great flexibility. Look, you know, AFLW has been around for a couple of years, but AFL itself has been around for a long time. And yet, of course, there's going to be some negative impacts regardless of what gender you are. And I think it's just great to have someone like Taylor Harris put herself out there to, you know, stamp her name in the history books, but also all the supporters are getting around her.
Yes.
I just love it. I think it's fantastic. And I love that we're having conversations now and, you know, AFLW is here to stay. And if you don't want to be a part of it, like the trolls are, there is a bridge that you can hide under. So,
yes, it's been it's been mentioned a couple of times that it might be a watershed moment. Certainly, in terms of dealing with trolls, when it comes to the AFL, they do have some powers to actually punish them as such by taking away the opportunity to see games and even club memberships as well. Do you like the idea that the AFL is actually actively going to track down the people that wrote the troll comments?
I think it's a great start that the AFL are supporting positive influences in the world. And I don't know if I really agree with not being able to come to games or memberships, because everyone's entitled to their own opinion. And, you know, I think it's great that the AFL do want to take action, but I think there's different conversations. Me personally believe that there's conversations that can be had that, you know, you don't have to put your opinions out there on social media. You can have it in closed group conversations, but
yes,
if you are wanting to have the attention, then you're definitely going to get it, because the AFL, like you said, are hunting you down. So good luck to them.
Is it something, a lot of people would say, look, if you're out there and you're in the public eye and you're a sporting figure, especially in Australia, you're essentially a celebrity. How do you feel about the people who say, oh, well, you've got to expect that kind of thing because you're famous, essentially?
I think, you know, because it's such in its infancy, AFLW, and these girls, I can speak from experience, we're just learning how to, I guess, deal with negative influences in the media.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there's a lot of pressure on us to perform. And so I think it's really important for us to stay together and band by each other. And if there is negative stuff, and this is how we grow and we develop and we get better at, you know, what we say and how we say it, it's all a learning curve. And
yeah
we're out in the media, which is good, because we're trying to be positive influences and great role models out there. And if, you know, we will learn from this, AFL will learn from this, the trolls will learn from this. And I think, it, like you said, it is a watermark and it is an iconic photo, and it will be spoken about for many, many years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just finally, you must be so excited at the moment, because you've been involved in the game for years and years, and to see what's happened over the last couple of years, you must be pretty pumped.
I mean, when I get the time to sit back and reflect on what has happened over the past couple of years, I mean, I'm a pretty proud person and I keep things close to my heart, but I just can't wait to see what AFL is going to be able to produce in the women's space, not just AFL, but women's sport in general. This is such a push in equality, and, you know, it's just another step further that we're going to take in our world to push what we believe is going to be the right thing to do. And, yeah, I like it. Watch this space, really. I'm pretty pumped and yes, definitely excited. And yeah. I can't wait to see what my journey is going to be like through this process.
Awesome. Well said. Paddy Cooler-Reed, coach of the Collingwood VFLW team. Is it okay to hate the women's Collingwood team like I hate the men's Collingwood team just because they're Collingwood? Is that okay?
I think hate's a strong word.
Well, you know what I mean. In
sporting hate.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie McGuire's very keen on having that rivalry because, right. You know, it's I love it. I think it's great because then you get a bit of banter going on and there's nothing better than a bit of footy banter.
Yeah,
right,
you can
okay.
treat us if you like.
Good.
Yeah, but Penny, Matt goes for the Adelaide Crows, so you have to excuse him.
I don't know about that one.
Mighty Crows, Penny, it's been brilliant talking to you. It really has. And that image is just sensational. I saw some bloke got a tattoo on his forearm.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, yeah, I love it. It's awesome.
It's fantastic. Great talking to you. Have a fantastic season when it starts in May.
Thank you very much, guys.